From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Congress has completed approval of the compromise tax cut package worked out by the president and congressional Republicans. The measure passed by a comfortable margin in the House despite opposition from many Democrats and some Republicans as well. House GOP Whip Eric Cantor argued that without the measure, tax cuts would expire, boosting taxes on all Americans on New Year's Day.
The choice is to act now or impose the onset of a $3.8 trillion tax increase that will crush the fragile recovery and cost tens of thousands of jobs nationally.
But House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer got in a final dig at Republican insistence that the compromise include extension of tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans.
Because of the concept, if you simply cut taxes on those who are wealthiest in our society, somehow, magically, the deficit will be eliminated. Not 1 year did that happen.
The tax cut legislation now goes to the president for his signature. Senate Democrats have abandoned their effort to win passage of a comprehensive spending bill to fund government agencies through next September. The inclusion of billions of dollars in so-called earmark projects for individual lawmakers was the kiss of death for the bill. GOP Senator John McCain, a staunch opponent of earmarks, sought to hang the blame on Democrats.
It happened because the majority leader didn't have the votes. He didn't have 60 votes that would have then allowed for this monstrosity to be foisted off on the American people.
But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says many Republicans, including Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell, had requested earmarks, but then reversed course and shunned the bill when it became clear that American voters oppose such projects.
They know who they are. And in the last 24 hours, they've walked away from the ability for us to complete this legislation.
So Reid says a slimmed-down spending bill will be brought up to fund the government mostly at current levels. North Korea is warning South Korea not to go ahead with plans to conduct a live-fire artillery exercise slated to start tomorrow on the same island that was shelled last month by North Korean forces. Dwali Saikautau reports the warning comes as New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, a former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., meets with officials in North Korea.
The North claims the frontline island is in what it says is its sacred territorial waters. South Korea announced yesterday it would hold the one-day exercises between Saturday and Tuesday. The Joint Chiefs of Staff said the artillery guns would be aimed away from North Korea, like all previous drills. The maneuvers are similar to the ones conducted last month when North Korea fired over 170 artillery shells on Yongpyeong, killing two South Korean Marines and two civilians. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
This is NPR News from Washington. The government's toughest enforcement tool for coal mines considered too dangerous to operate gets its first court test today. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the mine in Kentucky is the focus of the federal court hearing.
The hearing involves Massey Energy's Freedom Mine No. 1 in Pike County, Kentucky, which is the target of an unprecedented attempt to get a federal court injunction forcing compliance with mine safety regulations. That's the toughest action the Labor Department can take against a mine it says is so unsafe it puts miners' lives at risk every day. Massey disputes that and wants a federal judge in Kentucky to dismiss the case, arguing that the Labor Department failed to use other enforcement tools first. Massey has already announced it will close the mine, but it does not contend that the planned shutdown now makes the case moot. The company may be hoping for a ruling that will discourage future attempts by the government to force mining companies into federal court. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Authorities in Georgia have seized hundreds of thousands of tabs of ecstasy with a value of millions of dollars, part of a bust of a large-scale drug trafficking operation. U.S. Attorney Sally Quillian Gates says a custom and border agent is among those who were charged.
A federal grand jury has returned three indictments charging the customs officer and 16 others on a variety of federal charges, ranging from drug trafficking and international money laundering to attempting to smuggle guns onto an airplane and marriage fraud.
Yates says the bust was the largest seizure of ecstasy in the United States this year and one of the largest ever. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.